I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1875. That was the day that Samuel Gompers founded the Cigar Makers International Union, Local 144, in New York City. The very first Cigar Makers Union local had been established in Baltimore, Maryland in 1851 by craftsmen who had opposed the importation of lower-paid laborers from Germany. A few years later, a New York Cigar Makers Union was formed by some 70 members. Most were British or German immigrants. The group's membership quickly expanded, but the fledgling group of cigar workers had its share of struggles. An organizing effort collapsed the union after an unsuccessful strike. A second union of cigar makers started in 1859, but that effort also ended after a failed strike. The main problem in trying to unionize cigar makers was the fact that the craftsmen worked mostly for themselves, not in factories. Samuel Gompers recalled, "In every community where the demand for cigars was sufficient to warrant, the cigar maker worked and sold his own cigars directly to the consuming public. Rarely did he employ helpers." During the Civil War, the federal government instituted a tax on cigars and established a system of permits for employers and employees. This drove many independent cigar makers out of business. The resulting concentration of workers made it easier to unionize the workers. The first National Cigar Makers Union was started in 1863. The economic crisis of 1877 caused the Employers Association of Cigar Manufacturers to put 7,000 workers out onto the streets in a lockout. The lockout lasted 4 months. But this time, the union persisted. Samuel Gompers would go on to become the president of the American Federation of Labor in 1886, a post he would hold for nearly four decades. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.